Today, Jesus said, you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Today is the day of salvation. Am I right about it? Ezekiel chapter 47. Ezekiel chapter 47. I won't be long. We got a full day. I just got to say some words to encourage somebody to have a closer walk with the Lord and to obey him while the opportunity is granted. Today is the day of salvation. Harden not your heart. Ezekiel, the 47th chapter. Ezekiel 47. Afterwards, he brought me again unto the door of the house, and behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward, for the forefront of the house stood towards the east. And the waters came down from under the right side of the house at the south side of the altar. Then he brought me out of the way of the gate northward, and led me about the way without unto the other gate by the way that looketh eastward. And behold, there ran waters on the right side. And the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, and he measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought me through the waters, and the waters were to the ankles, underlying ankles. And again he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters, and the waters were to the knees, underlying knees. Again he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters, and the waters were to the loins. Afterwards he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not pass over, for the waters were risen, waters to swim in that I could not pass over. Here we have Ezekiel, the messianic prophet, talking about the man that had the line in his hand, led him through various depths of water. He said the water was to the ankles, the water was to the knees, the water was to the loin. Afterwards, there was a river that I could not pass over. Water to swim in. This morning, I'd like to challenge your thinking from the subject of how deep is your religion? How deep is your religion? And not a matter of fact, whether you are religious, I want to know how deep is it? How deep is your, I ain't getting them in there, a lot of amens this morning. Y'all looking at me like I'm crazy, but we're going to preach this message this morning. He said afterwards, he brought me again to the door of the house, and the waters issued out from under the threshold of the house. I'm here to tell you this morning, it's a sad occasion when the word of God is creeping and seeping out underneath the threshold of the door of the house. Too many churches of Christ and congregations and leaders want to keep the word of God quiet. Let it seep out from underneath the threshold of the door. But Jesus said, you need to take the word of God out. Open the door of the church house and let the word of God flow. Yeah. You want to put it under the bushel. Jesus said, you are the light of the world. Yeah. You are the light of the world and you are the salt of the world. Yeah. And you don't put your light under the bushel. You got to let your light so shine before me. Am I right about it? Let the light of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ shine abroad in your heart. For many, many are lost in sin and going into the judgment unprepared to meet a just God. And so we got to be an evangelistic church. Am I right about it? Every member had the responsibility of taking the word of God to the lost. Every member should have some influence on their friends, kinfolks, and acquaintances. Don't write about it. That's why everybody ought to bring somebody. Everybody ought to bring somebody. Each one, teach one. Am I right about it? But you can't teach what you don't know. And so what you saying, preacher, you got to give yourself to the word of God. Am I right about it? How deep is your religion? Well, he said, verses 2, he brought me out of the way of the gate, and he went, led me. Oh, somebody needs to be led by the Lord this morning. You've been following your own way, your own road map. You think you can find your way to heaven. But Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth and the light. No man can go to my daddy except he what? Come by me. Somebody said, well, preacher, there are many road maps to heaven. Well, let me tell you, our God made heaven. And God said in Jeremiah 32, 39, I'm going to give them one way and one heart. Am I right about it? It's going to heaven and not going to New York, because man made New York. And when man made New York, he made various ways to get to New York. But God made heaven. And God says there's only one way to heaven. And Jesus said, I am that way. I'm that way. John 6. And he said he led me out of the way without the altar, out of the gate. By the way that look at the eastward, and behold, there ran waters on the right side. And when the man that had the line in his hand went toward the eastward, he measured 1,000, and he brought me. Am I right about it?
Through the waters.
I'm here to tell you this morning, we got some ankle deep Christians in the house this morning. Am I right about it? Yes! Ankle deep religious people. They ankle deep religious. See, the thing about the ankle deep religion is all he has to do is take off his shoes and take off his socks and roll up his pants leg and run right through the water. Get on the other side. Sit down and roll down his pants leg, put on his socks and his shoes, and nobody know that he been in the water. Looks like some of you this morning, you come in here, drink a little grapefruit and crackers and give you a little 15 cents and go on about your way, and nobody know that you been to worship. Nobody knows that you're a member of the Church of Christ, because you're still shining like the world. You're still caught up in the world. John said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Some of us love this old world. You come here, but you don't do nothing. God's word haven't made its lodging in your heart. You're still living like you want to live. You just got in from the club this morning about 3 o'clock. Am I right about it? And when you leave here this afternoon, you say, "Woo, it sure is hot. Let's stop and get us a six pack." Because you're still in the world. Just ran through the water. Nobody knows that you've been to church. Am I right about it? See, the word of God is here to change our lives. But God said, I'm not going to force my way into your life. You got to let me in your life. You got to let me rule your life. I'm not going to force my way into your life. Huh? Some of us, we don't see you until Sunday morning. What about Sunday night? Huh? The church meet on Sunday night. And God, Jesus said, with a two or three gathered together in my name, there I'll be in the midst of you. And when you miss the church on Sunday night, you miss your blessing. You miss your blessing. Am I right about it? I get a blessing every time I come to the house of the Lord. Well, afterwards he measured 1,000 and he said the waters were to the knees. Am I right about it? Oh, that knee deep religionist. He's in the church, but he's not for the church. He the same thing like the ankle deep religionist. Take off his shoes and his socks and raise up his pants leg, and he can't run through the water. He kind of got to just. Am I right about it? Huh? The ankle deep will run right on through, but the knee deep they got to. Huh? Some of you are just like that. Huh? Can't count on you for nothing. The Lord can't count on you for nothing. Can't count on you to visit the sick. Can't count on you to help feed the poor. Huh? And then, like somebody said, I got a friend that's sick. Somebody said, he's not a member of the church. I don't care. Anytime you got an opportunity to do good unto all men, especially those of the household of faith. Huh? Need the religionists. Huh? And all you do, whenever there's a business meeting to get rid of the preacher, you show up. I've been in the thing all my life. I've been in the thing all my life, and I know us. I know us. Whenever there's trouble in the church, you show up. Nobody don't see you for months. But when the trouble arrives, then you come, you show up. And then you're the one that's spewing out the venom. Huh? How deep is your religion? How shame on you that you run down your brother and your sister. Don't you know we all of the body of Christ? We all been bought with the blood of Christ. We all been washed in his blood. We all part of the family. You ought not to run down the family. I told you before, when you run down the family, you're dealing with God. And you don't want to mess with me. When you mess with me, you're messing with God. And when you mess with your brothers and sisters, you're messing with God. Question this morning, when's the last time you prayed for your preacher? Huh? When's the last time you sat down on your knee and prayed for your preacher? Because you don't know what your preacher's going through. Dealing with us? Man got heartburn, heartache, headache, backache? Dealing with some of us. Some of us, you want to run out, you ain't never been a preacher. When you walk in the preacher's shoes and see what he had to go through, then you can talk about it. But until then, you ought to exhort the preacher. You ought to pray for your preacher. Huh? But the Hebrew writer says you ought to exhort him that spoken unto you the words of life. You're sitting down there on the telephone running down the preacher. He's the one that's feeding you. Huh? If it wasn't for the preacher, you wouldn't get fed because you're not capable of feeding yourself because you don't have the propensity to study the Word of God for yourself. Go home and lay your Bible down and don't pick it up till Sunday morning. Need deep religionists. Need deep religionists. Need deep religionists. Then he said, afterwards, he brought me to the water, and the water was to the what? The loins. I'm scared of that person, Brother Whitley. I'm scared of that person. See, the bottom part's wet, the top part dry. He don't know where he is. He don't know what he is. He's fooling everybody at church. Huh? Sometimes he's Christian, sometimes he's not. That's the kind you have to really watch out for. Waist high religionist. Huh? Waist high. Yeah, he's worse than a knee high person. He's folded church. He giving all he got, but something wrong with him. He's still attached to the Word. He still loves the Word. You can't count on that brother to go the extra mile with you. Huh? We got to learn how to tolerate and put up with one another. Remember, God tolerated and put up with some of you. That's why Peter said, the God is what? Long-suffering. And then you just wonder if don't want to tolerate your brother. You know, everybody don't have the same measure of faith that you have. But you know what? You ought to be patient enough and humble enough to try to encourage them to grow to that measure of faith. Huh? But see, the wayside religionists don't want to grow. He's stuck on dumb and parked on stupid. Yeah. Because he don't want to grow. He don't want to study. He don't want to let the Word of God change his thinking. See, Jesus want to change you from the inside out. Huh? Some of us are all dressed up this morning on the outside, but Jesus said, but on the inside, they're full of what? Huh? You can look good on the outside. See how they say, oh, how I love Jesus. Huh? I don't know your heart. What are you dealing with? I'm dealing with your heart, the way you're thinking. What motivates you? What gets you excited? Have you lost your love for God? Love for his word? Love for his saints? Huh? You're getting mighty quiet here. Huh? Some of our love had waxed cold. Now we started out on fire, but look at us now. Huh? We done lost that joy of serving God. But God haven't given up on us. Where we used to cut up and and all this other stuff. Some of us are still doing it. Now, Jackie, you've been always holy since you got in the church. You know, I messed up even since I've been in the church. Huh? I did some things I'm ashamed of. But God is merciful. God is grateful. He's long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish. Well, then that's what he said. He brought me through the waters. And it was a what? A river that could not be passed over.
The waters were risen.
The waters were risen. Oh, waters to swim in. You see, when I have my trials and tribulations, sometimes it's just like a river that has risen. Somebody said problems are just like grapes. They come in bunches. Somebody said they just like the weather. One roll out and another one roll in. Sometimes the rivers of my problems just swallow me up. Am I right about it? I'm drowning in my problem, drowning in my trial, drowning because they're talking about me. They're running me down in the mud. But the Bible said I got a religion that's so deep. Even so, they're talking about me. Even so, they're scandalizing my name and dragging it in the dirt. Even though I done lost my house, my job, my family, and everything, I can still shout for joy because God has given me some spiritual blessings that nobody can see but God. Am I right about it? He's given me some blessings that's not made with hands. So when I have my problems, they more deeper than I can swim in. Huh? I got to give myself to the dictate of the water. The dictate of the, because I can't control the water. It's a river. Some of you are in the rivers right now. Huh? And you're trying to swim upstream in the river. But you got to realize the man that had the line in his hand had led you to the rivers that is now risen. And what you got to do is keep your eyes on the man that has the line in his hand. Huh? Instead of looking at your problems. Huh? You see, Peter said over there, 1 Peter 1 and 5. There, as I make my conclusion, I can't see that clock. But I know it's running. Oh, I know it's running. Yes, it is. It's running, and I'm trying to catch up with it. It's running. 1 Peter 1 and, 1 and 5. 1 Peter 1. Come on. Yeah. 1 and 6. Read 6. Wherein we greatly rejoice, though. Some of us are in heaviness, burdened down with. Wait a minute, man. Let me exegete this text. You trying to make me pass over my soul? We are in heaviness. What do you mean heaviness? I got trials, problems, issues, hurts, habits, and hangups. You don't have any? I do. I do. We're in heaviness. Am I right about it? Through what? Manifold temptation. That the trying of your what? This is the trying of your faith. When God put you in 50 feet deep water, you can't do nothing but give over to the dictate of the water. You got to give over to the dictates of the water. My religion is so deep, I don't care what problem come along, I ain't going nowhere. I'm going to stick with God. He said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Matter of fact, I know what you're going through. The Lord knows. Don't think that God don't know. He knows what you're going through. He's trying to try your faith to see what your attitude's going to be. Huh? Some of us got bad attitudes. Huh? Be like those people in John chapter 6. Jesus said, if you eat my flesh, drink my blood, you have no life. They said, this man's crazy. The Bible said they walked off from the Lord and they walked with him. Will you also go away? That's the word of Jesus. Will you also go away because you have trials and tribulations? Stay in there. Follow what the water dictates. Remember, he's the one that made the water. Huh? He had the line in his hand. And so God. God will allow his children to go through pain and panic. God will allow pain and panic to drive you to him. Sometimes only struggles can strengthen us. Sometimes only burdens can better us. Sometimes only problems can prepare us. Sometimes the Lord have to break us in order to bless us. Sometimes the Lord have to bruise us in order to use us. Sometimes the Lord have to burn us in order to turn you. Sometimes he had to disappoint us in order to deliver us. Sometimes God have to afflict us in order to lift us. Sometimes he had to cut us in order to convert us. Sometimes he had to bruise us in order to bless us. Sometimes he had to loose us in order to grow us up. Sometimes God had to starve our bodies in order to feed our souls. Sometimes God had to close our bank account in order to open up our heart. Sometimes God had to pull us down in order to pick us up. Sometimes God had to close windows in order to open doors. Sometimes God had to break us in order to make us. Sometimes God had to deny us what we want in order to give us what we need. Sometimes God had to let your body get sick in order for you to make your soul well. Sometimes God had to take your blessing in order to teach you a lesson. Am I right about it? So sometimes God's going to send you through these trials and tribulations. But the question this morning is, how deep is your religion? Because trials going to come. Huh? Burdens going to come. But he's a burden bearer. He's a problem solver. Huh? He's a bridge over troubled waters. But you know what? He's not the problem. You're the problem. Huh? You're the problem because you said not of all of my counsel. Proverbs 1:24. He said, I call, but you have refused. God been calling you. You've been here Sunday after Sunday. God been calling you by the gospel call. You said, I refuse your word. He said, you said, not of all of my counsel. You, but none of them reprove. He said, but when your problems and heartbreak and disappointment begin to roll your way, he said, then you're going to seek me early. But he said, I'm going to laugh at your calamity. Because I gave you the opportunity to obey my word, but you said it not. So you're going to come running to me. Ask me, Lord, to save you. God said, I'm going to sit there and laugh at you. I sent the preacher. You said it not as my counsel. He gave you my word. I gave you a day of salvation, and that's today. That's the gift. Huh? And salvation is not tomorrow. So salvation is right now. Some of you have been saying that week after week, knowing you haven't obeyed God's word, and you know that you can't get into heaven unless you've been cleaned up by the blood of Jesus. And then some of you have been cleaned up and just dropped back out there in the mud. All filthy and dirty, like that pig. Am I right about it? Huh? You got down to that level. Worse than the prodigal. Huh? I've been there. I've been there, brother. Huh? Yeah, I don't preach like that. I'm above this. No, I'm right down there with you. I know what you're going through. That's why I preach like I preach, trying to tell you, come on to the Lord. We understand that you got hurt, habits, and anger, but Jesus can fix it. I can't fix it, but Jesus can fix it. He can put the pieces back of your life back together again. How can I do that, preacher? By believing that Jesus Christ died and was buried and rose again the third day. That's belief. You say, but I believe you can't come to God. But God's the reward of them that diligently what? Seek him. You have to believe that he is the Son of God. And then be willing to repent of your sins. Turn from the way that you're living. Turn to follow the word of God. Turn from the doctrine and the commandments of men that will ruin you. Huh? Now, Jesus said, these men draw nigh to me with the mouth, honor me with the lips, but the heart is far from me, for evangelists and teachers, for doctrine, the commandments of what? Men. The commandments of men will not make you a child of the king. Be willing to confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Like the eunuch did when he was on that road, Philip met him. He said, see, here's water. What does it hinder me to be baptized? Philip said, if I believe with all my heart, I may. The eunuch said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And the Bible says, he told the chariot to what? Stop! They went down into the water, both Philip and the eunuch. What did he do? And he baptized him. Bible baptism is a going in and a going down, coming up and a come out. And you meet the blood of Jesus Christ. And you have your name written on the Lamb Book of Life. And then you can have be on your way to a deep religion, a deep relationship with the Lord. He said, I will never leave you. I'm not going to forsake you. Huh? He not going to forsake you. Huh? He's the only one I know that has been forsaken by God. But God has never forsaken us. How deep is your religion this morning? Huh? Is it deep enough to come to him right now and cast your burdens upon him? Is it deep enough to form a relationship with him this morning? The invitation song is what? 613. I want 633. Careless soul. Careless soul. Why will you linger? 633. Every standing saying, we beg you to come to Jesus. You need prayer.